Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. You don't have to be glued to every game, follow every stat, to understand the power that sports can play on relationships and nostalgia. The memories of baseball games as a child, college football with classmates, and nail-biting championships stay with us for a lifetime, especially the sting of painful losses and those really, really big wins. These moments go beyond any field, arena, or court, and they can bind us together in pretty surprising ways. And there's a new play at Capitol Stage celebrating those relationships. King James runs through July 27th at Capitol Stage, and it's about sports and life, directed by Michael Stevenson. The play stars Tarig El-Sadiq as Sean and Ian C. Hopps as Matt. They are two huge Cleveland Cavalier fans who form an unlikely and lasting friendship during the years LeBron James dominated NBA headlines. Michael, Tarig, and Ian are all in the studio with us today, and a note, Cap Radio is a sponsor of this performance. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Michael, I want to start with you. Why did you choose to direct a play about basketball? I mean, when I first heard King James, I was thinking it was like about royalty or something, not about different kind of royalty. But yeah, you're absolutely right. LeBron is a king in his own right.
Yep. So I grew up in Chicago, and therefore the mighty Cubs were my ball team. And I had many a year with my ball cap on and my glove waiting for a foul ball to come out of the screen of the television, but also years and years of loss and getting close and being ahead. And then the Mets, who we called the anti-Cubs, coming, destroying the Cubs after the All-Star break. It was kind of a ritual. And so I understood the passion that goes into being a fan like that. I'm not a basketball guy, but I read the play and I felt the heartache and the reality of what was going on. And also male friendship and bonding over these things. It's really, you don't see a lot on stage. We've done a couple of Rajiv's plays before, and he's an extraordinary writer. But I related to the pain and also the victory that people share and how it binds people together. And that's what really brought me in, and how funny it is.
And this is a two-man play, Tarig and Ian. Obviously, both of you are actors. Are the both of you big sports fans?
One more than the other, I think.
Tarig, yeah. Is that you?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, sometimes I wish I didn't love it as much. And that really, you know, it plays out in the show as well. My character, Sean, you know, he has a few lines that I've said literally just 3 months ago when the Kings got eliminated from the play-in, unfortunately, in April. You know, why am I like this? Why do I care so much? It's deeply, deeply personal for me.
Tarig was like a stack of statistics. They mentioned players and games, and he knew every detail of everything that was going on. You're like in a chat rooms on Reddit.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah. Crazy.
I imagine this was just like a kismet opportunity for you as an actor playing the role of Sean.
Beyond. I would say more than anything I've ever done. And I've done about 30 productions maybe over that in the last 10 years. So, yeah, this is just, I feel like I'm dreaming.
How about you, Ian? What stands out to you about your character, Matt, and this play?
Yeah, Matt is a special kind of dude who has quite the arc in this show. I think what I really love about it is we cover so much time. So it starts in 2004 and it ends in 2016. So for those of us that grew up in this time, a lot changes.
You can get married, have kids,
yeah,
you know, you can go from high school to, you know, into your 30s.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So the relationships both between the two guys, but also on the outside, what we don't see on stage, a lot happens for them both. So it was cool to step into Matt's shoes, but also to kind of reflect on my own life, you know, as somebody that grew up and watched my cell phone change, you know, and as we do in the play, which is crazy. But, yeah.
What goes into a two-person play? I mean, what is it like preparing? It seems pretty minimalist, but I have seen them at Capitol Stage, and they're so powerful. I guess if you can peel back the curtain, what is it like preparing for something like this?
Yeah,
I'll just say a two-person play is one of the harder things to pull off because you don't have a lot of spectacle. There's not a lot of other characters. This one happens to be written beautifully. It's really funny, but what really depends on is the relationship between the actors on stage. Just as a fun side note, Ian and Tarig were both in Sweat 8 years ago in a friend relationship, very similar to the ones they play now. So that was helpful as a basis, but you guys should talk about
it. So the two of you have history.
We do. Yeah. And it's just, I think one of the things that really helps is you have even more time with the director. You know, when it's 8, 9, 10 people, sometimes, you know, there's only so much you can do in terms of working on a scene. And sometimes, you know, there might be an actor that's a little more shy and really uncertain of what to do and, you know, all of these things. And for a two-person play, you don't necessarily have time for that. You have to really just jump in there, and you have time to just massage scenes and talk and really get to know each other. Myself and Michael, I think, have gotten to know each other so much just within the last 3 weeks working together than, you know, the last few years, just because of that time. And we're all bonding, you know, myself and Ian as well, you know. So it's just been a lot of fun in so many ways, but it's really the time that helps more than anything for me.
What do you get out of this process, a two-person play?
Yeah, it's like Tarik said, it's very different when you have a larger ensemble. You know, the sort of drawback is less downtime during rehearsal to kind of reflect on, right? You're blocking down and stuff. You really just go, go, go. But yeah, I think one of the funnest parts, and particularly for a play about basketball, we always use the metaphor of you got to keep the ball in the air. And it's super important when it's just two people on stage. And we've had a lot of audience members say, like, man, it was like watching you guys play a game out there, you know, just passing the ball back and forth. And you feel that when the ball drops, you know, especially going through previews, trying to work out where are people going to laugh, where do we have to take a break? You feel that, and it's the worst feeling when that ball drops. But yeah.
So the opening was at the end of June, and it runs through July 27th. So people have already seen this in action. Now, Tarik, I know that you're a big sports fan. Ian, maybe not so much. Do you need to be a basketball fan or sports fan to appreciate King James?
Absolutely not. Yeah. And I think that's one of my favorite things about the show. Basketball is the basis of their friendship, and it's what brings them together. But that's not what's really going to hold your attention with this play. It's really their friendship and the life and loss and the fluctuating achievements and success, you know, losing jobs, losing family, you know, whatever it may be. There's so much that can happen within 6 months, let alone 12 years, that covers, you know, in this play. So it's really, there's so much in there, and it's relatable for everyone. You don't have to be a woman or a man or anything like that. It's not gender based, or it's not a certain age demographic. It's this is really for everyone. And I know people say that about shows because they want you to come, but this is really for everyone.
You mean it. Yes. You mean it.
And the show is set up as four quarters of a basketball game, and they're all spurred on by events in LeBron's career. So when he came back to Cleveland, or when he left the first time, or when he was drafted by the NBA, those all spur a quarter of their lives as well. And it really is a story about growth and friendship and what life throws at you, and how, you know, how you remain friends and stay together and grow through that.
I mean, I know LeBron is not here now, but that's a pretty cool way for someone to get inspiration from someone who is an icon in his own right. I mean, I know that there are documentaries and books and this and that, but actually a two-person play that is rooted in his time with the Cavaliers, but it's about so much more. I mean, that's just really impressive and creative, the approach to this for the writer.
Yeah, well, Rajiv, he really broke out with Bengal Tiger in the Baghdad Zoo, which is a long time ago that Robin Williams performed a one-man show, two-person show, I should say. He's an extraordinary writer, Gruesome Playground, Injuries, Archduke, Guards at the Taj. He's written, everything he writes is almost completely different from the thing he wrote previously. And this feels so authentic because he grew up in Cleveland, and he's a huge basketball fan, I should say. So he fuses that extraordinary skill over the decades of his career with his absolute mania for basketball and LeBron.
In the last 30 seconds that we have, tickets are still available, but opening night was just about, you know, 2 weeks ago. What has the response been like?
Fantastic.
Yeah. I don't want to jinx it, but there's been a standing ovation every night, so.
Yes, yeah. And I'm sure that will continue.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited about this.
Yeah.
It's just been fun every single night, and every night has been different, you know, different crowds. People take in things differently and react to things differently, like we said, but the standing ovation has been tried and true.
Yeah. And several wives of men have come up and said, thank you for helping me understand my husband's head.
I love it.
Okay.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Well after, you know, the curtains close. Yeah. So thank you, all three of you, for joining us. I know how busy you are. It was really a treat.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you so much.
That is director Michael Stevenson and actors Tariq El-Sadiq as Sean and Ian C. Hopps as Matt. King James runs through July 27th at Capitol Stage in Sacramento. And a note, Cap Radio is a sponsor of this Cap Stage performance. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests and events at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to reach out to us, send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our audio engineer is Stephen Starbuck. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.